Welcome to Explain the Prophetic, where each week I give you a prophetic perspective, and we sometimes have interviews, and we're looking together for how hearing God's voice can change not only our lives, but the world around us. You can hear God, and as you build that connection, your whole life will change. Remember to follow me at social media, at Sean Bowles, or subscribe to this podcast.
Well, I have a prophetic word that I think is so important for this season. We do a prophetic perspective or word every week. It's on Sundays. We're launching a new podcast. For those of you who haven't heard, it's every Sunday. You can get it by subscribing to anywhere podcasts are made. Exploring the Prophetic is the name of the podcast. But you can also get it here on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, we'll have it here as well. Well, right now, as I was praying for you guys, and it really came with the word from last week. So if you didn't hear the word last week, you may want to go back and listen to it. But I really felt like the Lord was saying the dark night, or the dark night of our soul, is coming to an end. I saw a light at the end of the dark night. And I feel like for some of you, you have been in one of the darkest seasons of your life. For some of you, it's been the dark night of the soul. I'm going to define that in just a minute. It's going to help you. And God is bringing you out of a dark night. You need to let that wash over you when I say that God is bringing you out of a dark night. And I feel like the Lord is saying you're coming out of a dark night. And for those of you who are in the darkest nights, it might just be coming to an end. Many of you have been walking through a season that has felt like the darkest night maybe you've ever known, or maybe one of the darkest nights. And anxiety and culture has reached epidemic levels, touching nearly half of all people in some way. And the shakings of what's normal and status quo of life have left so many feeling like foundations are crumbling beneath them, whether it's an organization you belong to, the place you worked at, the family structure you're in, some church structure you're in. And so many things have been shaken to the point where they're irreparable. And it's been a time of the greatest shaking I think we've experienced in modern history. And it's shaking so deep that it feels like a spiritual world war has taken place around us. And because of that, a lot of us have the trauma of a world war because the spiritual battle has been so intense. Yet in the midst of this darkness, the Lord has been at work in such a strong way. And I want to help point at some of those ways today. I want to ground you back in faith and also hope for 2025 and beyond. I believe that God is aligning, he's rearranging, he's repositioning his people. And some of you have felt so uprooted, and God's plucked you out of familiar places, whether it's jobs or roles or relationships, cities, and you're asking God, when are you going to replant me, and when will I see your purpose again? And for some of you, it's even deeper. You've been facing what the saints of old called the dark night of the soul. That's a time when you sense meaning and clarity, and even hope seems to have vanished. It's really the very ground you've stood on is dissolved, leaving you feeling lost and untethered. And I want to define this a little more, because some of you may have said, I think I'm in a dark night of the soul. Let me define what it is to you, because some of you might have experienced this, or you might be experiencing it now. Yeah, I've experienced it, and I've understood about the dark night of the soul in a way back in 2020, when I was literally dying, physically dying of a parasite, and was on chemotherapy, and they sent me home in hospice, and I went through a dark night of the soul. Obviously, I was dying, so I was part of it, but there was also describing this, and so this is how I put it. It's just, a dark night of the soul is a profound spiritual crisis where the perceived meaning of life collapses, leaving a person feeling really adrift and a deep sense of meaninglessness, and it's a stripping away of the frameworks and identities we build to make sense of the world. It's our achievements, our relationships, and even direction we thought was God and that he was leading us in. And it's often triggered by tragedy or failure or crisis that shatters our understanding. And it feels like the death to self, a place of deep pain and confusion, really akin to a spiritual despair, sometimes even a depression. Yet in the darkness, God's works are so powerful because you start to take a hold of the reality of who Jesus is in a way that is so much deeper than you've ever imagined. The person of Jesus becomes more real to you, and his sacrifice on the cross then, and then his resurrection from the dead has more of a profound meaning, because all of a sudden you're at a place where nothing normal defines you. And you meet Jesus in a way that's like off the grid of normal. It's not just like you're going to do something for God. You're looking for another word for how to just, you know, create more resources. You're looking for a sense of like, what is my profound destiny? Or you're looking for, who are my people? Or you're looking for, who am I supposed to be married to? It's beyond all of the normal frameworks where all of a sudden you're going, if you're not real, God, I don't want to live. If you're not real, if I don't know you in the way you want to be known, life's meaningless. And many people go through this where it's like you get untethered from all the natural things that bring fulfillment. And you're only at a place where if God doesn't come through to be your ultimate fulfillment through Jesus and his spirit, then life's not worth living. And some of you can relate to that. So hashtag my turn if you've gone through that, if you're going through that. But in that season, the egotistical self or the egoic self with its own illusion of control and understanding is totally brought to the cross to die. and you die in a way that you've never died before, and you make a way for the true self that's anchored to only Christ. And this breaking in the old self is not meant to destroy you, but it's led to bring you into your rebirth, the resurrection to God's life and his presence and his to be spirit led and the deeper purposes that are not just serving God, but also walking with him to live out of his spirit, not just to do something for his spirit. And the conceptual meanings we relied on are replaced with a trust in God's sovereignty and a connection to the Bible and his eternal truths, which are beyond human explanation. I know for me, I grew up in the church and I thought I had such a deep relationship with God before I went through this, but I didn't really share the gospel that much. And I didn't really like have a, I didn't really have this sense of like an urgency about Jesus's return. I didn't really necessarily want to go to heaven. I wanted to one day go to heaven, but I didn't really care about being with Jesus where he was before all this happened. But after all this happened, I was so driven by who Jesus is. And I want to live my life knowing he wants to return. And if it's not my lifetime, it's not far away. And I started to share my faith with people in a way that felt so organic because it was so real to me because I went through this such a period where the faith was all I had left. And as we let go of our own frameworks and interpretations, we really do begin to see through the eyes of faith, and we're unclouded by the need for everything to fit into our limited understanding. We start to be okay with the big questions where we don't know things, maybe about Nephilim or whatever. You know, I shared about that this week. It's terrifying to the flesh because it feels like we're losing something, but it's the very process through which God refines and transforms us. A dependency emerges from the dark night of the soul. That's we realize this isn't a loss, but we gain something that's so much deeper, a clearer, a more intimate relationship with God, a renewed sense of purpose that doesn't flow from doing something for him, but it flows from not our minds, but from his spirit. And this is a mystery of dying to self and being born again in the fullness of the life of God that not everyone's entered into. Not everyone's given God the chance to bring. And it's not always deeply negative when it comes. Sometimes it's just very separating from what's normal. And the Spirit of God is saying, this season of darkness is not your end. It's just been a time of preparation. Just as a potter places a clay into the fire to strengthen and refine it, God has allowed the fire to touch your life, not to destroy you, but to prepare you. And he's been forming you even in the silence. What you cannot see in the dark, he's been working on for your good. And now the light's beginning to break through, and a great light's going to come in 2025. Many of you are going to see a dawn of what he's been doing in the secret place. And you're going to say it was worth it, not just because what he's done is worth it, but because who he is to you now, the way you have access to him, the way you know him is worth it. And God is saying, I'm refreshing you. I'm restoring what's been broken. I'm giving back what was stolen, but I'm also reinstituting your purpose and your identity in ways that you could not have imagined. Where there's been confusion, God's bringing clarity. And where there's been despair, he's going to release a real joy, but it's not just happiness. It's a deeper joy that he is who he says he is. And where you felt abandoned, you're going to be reminded that he's been with you every step. And you're going to look at what he's formed and say, oh my gosh, I had no idea how good you were. I had no idea as I've died to myself and as I've entered into this place that's very maybe restrictive or maybe reduced from where you were at, that as he gives you back what he has prepared for you, you're going to be so shocked. You're going to be so shocked by his goodness. Don't lose heart. Seriously, even now his glory is coming. His glory is going to rise. His light's going to dawn. And so many of you, and I know I've been quoting the scripture all year, but arise and shine, for your light has come. He's doing a new thing, you guys. He's doing a new thing. He's doing such a new thing. And it's something that you couldn't have predicted. So many of the things, you know, I joke around and say, that was on my bingo card for 2024. So many things that God's doing, we wouldn't have predicted 10 years ago, 5 years ago, but we're going to watch so many beautiful things happen because God, where we've seen the shakings of the church, the shakings of the world, we're about to see the glory of God. I think God's favor is about to be on some people who've wept through the night, and he's going to say that my morning's here, and it's going to come with joy. And I'm thinking of Joseph, of course, who, you know, had betrayal and slavery and imprisonment, all the things before he stepped in the fullness of God's purpose in life. I'm sure there was a time in the prison when he was forgotten after there was a God moment, a God illumination of light where he interpreted those dreams for, you know, the king's henchmen, and they forgot about him. And I'm sure there's a time where he's like, I guess this is it because I'm older now. I guess I can't do what I'm called to. But in the darkest moments, they were not the end, but they were a foundation for that incredible influence that God gave him. You know, in the same way God's been building something in you during this season. And I think of, you know, Elijah who fled to the wilderness in despair. He had such isolation, and God spoke, but he didn't speak to the wind. He didn't speak to the fire. He didn't speak to the earthquake, but it came as a whisper, and God met him and restored his purpose and reminded him that his journey wasn't over. And some of you need to be reminded, wow, your journey is just beginning. And for many of you, the Lord's whispering now, your journey is not over. I have far more for you. As we coming as Christmas season and hopefully a new season in life, I'm going to encourage you again, arise and shine, for the light of God has come and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. And know that God, he hasn't forgotten. He hasn't forgotten his promises. He hasn't forgotten his purposes. The dark night is coming to an end for many of you, and the dawn's breaking, and what he's prepared you for is greater than you can imagine. Again, Ephesians 3:20, you got to step in this light when it comes, for your time has come. And I love Isaiah 60, verse 1, which I just quoted from. And Psalm 30, verse 5, it says, for his anger lasts only for a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. And I think it's such an important scripture that weeping lasts for the night, but joy comes in the morning. I just love that. And then I love 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. And there's something about when you come into this perspective that what God's doing in your life is so much more valuable than what feels like it's going wrong or what isn't working or what you're waiting for, that all of a sudden in your spirit, you go, God, you're worth it. Anything you bring me through is worth it. And even in the hardships, I know that these two, you'll work for my good. These two, you're going to work in a way that is going to transform my life. And some of you, you've been through a dark season. I think of a story, you know, when I was in my last kind of dark season where I was kind of in a identity crisis. And when I say that, I was in the middle of a lot of really fruitful things that were wonderful. And outwardly, it looked like great. But inwardly, my wife and I were going, there's a transition. Some of the greater things that God's promised us to, there's no way for those to happen if we just stay in the successful, good things that are happening now that aren't the greater things we're called to. And so we start moving away from some of the things we felt like we weren't called to anymore. And people got mad at us. Some people felt like we weren't fulfilling the role that they wanted us to fulfill anymore. We changed what I was doing with pastoral ministry in LA, and my church was awesome about it. But there's a lot of people who were like, how could you leave being a pastor to do this kind of stuff and to travel and speak to people and then also to do social commentary and production? People were just mad. People just got really mad. And in the midst of that, it wasn't a fast process. So we had a lot to learn and we had a lot to grow up in. And God allowed the lessons, the hardships to teach us 10 lessons instead of one lesson. And he could have just transformed everything and made everything better, but he wanted to work inside of us so we would lead differently, so we'd believe differently, so we wouldn't be pushovers, so we wouldn't be yes men, so we wouldn't be insecure, so we wouldn't allow ourselves to just do what was normal or what we desired to do, but we would look for a Jesus and what would bring him the most glory and what would bring him the most fame and what would bring him the most love in our lifetimes. And we thought we were doing that in our own strength. But when we said, you can do anything you want, God, they began to lead us a different way. It got really dark in the sense that we didn't understand. I remember at one point I was like, I just know the steps that are in front of me to take. I no longer have a 10-year plan. I no longer have a 5-year plan. I no longer have a 2-year plan. Now everything I feel that God's done that's good is on the table that Sheree and I set in front of us. That was, we called it the surrender table. And we're surrendering everything to God. And we couldn't see the steps to make in front of us until the day it was coming to make those steps. And during that time, everything felt so confusing at times. And when I say that, it wasn't like a spirit of confusion. It was just like, if we have to know in the natural, we're not going to know. So we better not try and, in our mind, understand and comprehend all God wants to do right now, because he's not giving us clarity. He's not giving us a full expression of understanding. And so we have to stay in trust. We have to stay tucked into Jesus's heart. We have to just love those around us. We have to be faithful with what we have because he's not showing us tomorrow. And during that time, it was a really hard time. And then when he started to bring his light and showing us more of what we're supposed to do, doing this kind of media, doing the stuff my wife's doing the stuff that we're supposed to, you know, even moving to Dallas, the things that we were called to do that we never thought we'd do. We never had a desire for, but we chose his desires over ours. Man, the fruitfulness that came from that and the fruitfulness that we're still in the process of being anchored and rooted in some ways that we were uprooted from some things. And we're still feeling sometimes that dangling in certain areas of our lives. But, you know, when you trust God and when you walk with him, you trust that if he unanchors you from something, he'll re-anchor you in something else. And ultimately, all of our anchors is in Christ Jesus anyways. So I'm going to encourage you guys. Many of you are walking through something where you feel unanchored. You feel uprooted. You feel like a potted plant more than a planted in the ground plant. You feel the night's dark. You can't predict what's going to happen in the next year. You don't have a good 5-year plan anymore. You're who I'm speaking to. Make sure to hashtag it's my turn and tell us what we could be praying for you for on YouTube and on, especially YouTube, but Facebook as well, because we want to pray for you. But I'm going to pray for you in just a minute. And I want to encourage you that these are the times that you learn who Jesus is in the most real, authentic way. It's no longer that you have some things that can sustain you, or there's no fluff, there's no filler anymore in your faith. It's either make it or break it. And God brings us these points because he wants to give us a part of himself that we can't get in any other points. He allows the pain of the price we're paying to not crush us, but to teach us an enduring hope that we wouldn't have without going through these kinds of issues. And I love when Jesus said, at one point, he said, you know, there's in this world, there's going to be many troubles. And he wasn't prophesying to you. He was just saying, hey, I know what the world's like outside of connection to me, and it's troubled. And even in connection to me, there's troubles that happen, but I will be here and I will walk with you through these things. And I think many of you are walking through something with God, and you'll make it all the way through. That's why I'm saying it may be a dark night now, and maybe you're even a dark night of the soul. You're going to make it all the way through, but just press into him and say, if all you can say is, Jesus, you're worth it. You're worthy. And that's all. That's enough. That's a landing strip for the presence of God to bring you all the way. Even if you don't understand me, God, even if I feel like I'm dying, Lord, you're enough. You're enough. And just looking at Jesus, and I'm telling you, your desires are going to change. You're going to want to be with Jesus. You're going to want to so be aware of what he's doing on the earth right now. You're going to want to be connected to things. You won't listen to a message or worship and go, oh, I don't know. Like I just feel so fragmented. You're going to feel so connected to what God's doing in your spirit, and your soul. So I hope that helps. I kind of went overboard with how long I was going to share that, but I wanted to really give it to you in a stronger way. And I hope that, like, I hope I helped to, comfort your heart some in that prophetic word. And if I did, I'm going to pray for you right now. Before I pray, I'm going to encourage you. Our ministry is created because of people like you who love to walk with us and partner to us and donate so that we can keep going, especially in spreading our media. And this media takes time and money to prepare. It takes a team behind it. And Bowles Ministries is doing a lot with a little. We have a very small budget, but we have a very big impact of reaching millions of people a month because of partners and donations from people just like you. I'm going to encourage you, if it's the end of your giving time, we have a donation right now that is a matching donation. So whatever you give today will be matched up to $100,000. We can't believe it, you guys. We were given by a donor the ability to match funds up to $100,000. I cannot believe it. We're like pinching ourselves. We've never had this happen before, but this is going to help us to be able to do more editing, to be able to do more camera angles in here, to be able to do a better set, to be able to actually pray more and connect more. And our team, who is at their max capacity, because we're a small team, one producer, one editor, you know, one graphics person from time to time, one assistant director. Our resource guy also is our pastor. Like, we have so many such small roles, but you guys are helping us to be able to maximize what God's doing and to advance us for 2025 to be a strategic year. So go to bowlsministries.com/give, consider giving to us today. And this is a virtual offering, and it will bless us so much, but it will also double. So whatever you give today, if you can only give $20, it's going to double to $40. If you give $500, it's going to double to $1,000. If you can give $5,000, it will double to $10,000 today. And we've never had this opportunity at Bowles Ministries before. So we're so excited about it. So consider us today and forgiving, and we will be praying for you. Well, let me pray for you right now for this prophetic word. We have a lot of you live. So if you are someone who is going through this right now, or if you know somebody who's going through a dark night, especially if it's a dark night of the soul, how I defined it here, just put a hand up or put praying hands emoji or say hashtag my turn. And we're going to be praying. My team's on right now. We're going to be praying for you. But Holy Spirit, would you allow us, even as Christmas season is, for unto us a child is born. And there's something that happened when you gave yourself to become a man in the flesh, where all of a sudden our hope changed. And it was like a light at the end of the tunnel of humanity, of where the enemy had seduced us away from our destiny. And you came to restore us into our fullness. And it really happened. And we really get to walk in fullness because of you. God, I pray for those of us who've been in dark nights or dark night of the souls. I pray that you would come and bring again a shining light, a rise and shine for your light has come, that we'd see the light at the end of this tunnel. God, thank you for all you've been building in us. But God, there's been pain. And some of the pain, of course, has not come from you, but I know you'll use it. Some of the hard circumstances have been from the enemy, not from you, but I know you're going to work all these things for our good. And I pray, Lord, if we've been deconstructing some of our faith, or if we've been at a place where we haven't been able to believe in just the greater promises and purposes in our life because of some of the pain we've gone through, some of the deconstruction we've gone through, I pray that you would root us and ground us back into who you are, Jesus. That we'd be so focused on you and your cross and your redemption. You shed your blood for us. And I pray, God, that we would so be in touch with what you did, that we'd have a revelation from your Holy Spirit, that it wouldn't just be here in our head, but it'd be in our spirit, that we would know that we know you're good, that we know that we know that you, before time began, like it says in Ephesians, you prepared us for good works, that we know that we know that we are true sons and daughters, that we're not just called to do something for you, but we're called to live for eternity with you, and that you would re-anchor us in those things. And those of us who've already been anchored, and that's our only anchor, I pray, God, that you would give us encouragement and hope that you never pull us out of a ground that's fertile, that you're pulling us out of and our roots are dangling, without the hope of transplanting us into something that's equally healthy or more healthy and better. So I pray you give us new hope, renewed sense of refreshment today, God. Give us unyielding faith for what you're doing. And I speak over you that God's going to do immeasurably more than you could hope for or imagine in your wildest dreams. You didn't lead yourself into this process, so it takes God to lead you into the fullness, but he's going to lead you. So don't feel like you're stuck and it's not hopeless. Just give him more time. Just give him as much time as you can. Spend those 15 minutes a day, those hours a day, those 2 hours a day in worship and in prayer and looking at him. If you don't know what to pray about, just look at Jesus. Just read the Bible. Just read the Gospels. Just spend time with him, and he's going to speak to you, and he's going to shape your life. And some of you are watching it. Some of you are coming out of that dark night. You're going, I can't believe what was on the other side of this. I know for me personally, when I was first, you know, in this season of 2020, when I was physically dying, And I was in one of the darkest places where I was like, I don't even know if I want to live anymore, God, because I don't even believe in traditional roles and ministries and things that they would be fulfilling to my heart after you've led me to love you and believe in you in such an extravagant way. If there's not a revival in my generation, I don't even want to live. And if I can't be a part of what you're doing on the earth, I don't know if I want to live. And I got to that point where I was on hospice going, God, if I'm going to live, I hope it's to walk with you in a way that's significant, to be able to serve the lost and love. I mean, I was looking at issues like, that need to be transformed, like human trafficking back in 2020, and just going, God, if you're not going to set children free, I don't want to live anymore. And I remember a lot of those prayers were God in me. And during that time, God gave me all kinds of, I would say, visions or hope. But it was years later that he started to give me direction. When he gave me direction, it was in ways that I wouldn't have led myself. I didn't even like Christian entertainment or Christian media at the time. And here I'm, you know, working in the Christian media and entertainment space. And I didn't even like it at the time. I would have never led myself that direction, but God led me here. And when I surrendered and I had a deconstruction of who I was inside, and it was reconstructed in sonship to Jesus only. And I thought I had that, but I didn't really have it in the deeper level. And when I had that in 2020-21, and it's continued from then, man, I've surrendered everything. Like, he could take me anywhere he wants me. He could take me out of LA, which was my homeland, into a place like Dallas. You know, like, I just believed that if God will lead me, it's worth going. If God will lead me, he'll be with me, and I'll get to experience things that I could have never experienced without walking with him. So when that light comes, run. When that light in the dark night comes, run to that light. Run, even if it's something you didn't think you'd want to do. Serve him in the ways that he opens up for you, and it's going to lead to relationships you couldn't have had in your own strength, and to purposes that you would have never been a part of, and to resources to do your destiny that you would have never dreamed of, because you're going to be walking with him in a way that you would have never had if you could have got there on your own. So bless you guys. I hope that makes sense. Thank you for all those who've donated during this live podcast and vodcast. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for those of you who have been ongoing, some of our best commenters and on this platform right now. We have some people who are just a part of this every week, and it just means so much. It's one of the reasons why I'm going live, is because of people like you, Shane, who are just here every week and helping to be an encouragement to what we're doing. I thank you guys so much, to Sweet Reed and others who just are some of our partners and givers and members on this channel. We so appreciate you guys, and I wanted to give you a shout out just because you guys are amazing. You make this channel what it is. And we thank you guys for being here. I'll be here again live next Monday. We're going to continue our live series. Won't always be live, but we're going to continue our live series. For those of you who love the Sean Bowles Show, make sure to tune in on Friday for News You Need to Know, where me and a panel are going to go over current news topics and what we think as Christians, how we should shape our minds and our hearts about the things that are happening in culture. And those of you who are in the marketplace, make sure to listen on Wednesday for Exploring the Marketplace, which is our podcast where we ask people who are in careers, entrepreneurs, and people from all walks of life, how is God adding value to your career? And the stories we are hearing are creating miracles in the world around us. We'll see you next time. time, love being with you.
Thank you for listening to Exploring the Prophetic. If you want to learn more about hearing God's voice, come over to my website, www.seanbowles.com. That's S-H-A-W-N-B-O-L-Z. I have many resources for you there, like some on hearing God, like my best-selling book, Translating God. I have prayer books on breakthrough and provision to help you to have more language to talk to God. And we even have a devotional on this series called Exploring the Prophetic. I also want to invite you to spiritually grow by joining our online thriving mentoring community, where we have 12 four-week live classes a year on subjects that will shape your relationship with God. Themes like hearing God's voice, dream interpretation, deliverance, and so many other spiritual themes from expert teachers. And I personally get to train you in my Prophetic Monthly Mastermind Live group if you join. Plus, when you join, we have an amazing online community with a spiritual growth pastor who will lead you in weekly groups to practice what you're learning. Go to bowlsministries.com or seanbowles.com and click on Mentoring Community. See you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.